This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in
Psalm 8:4 says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" This is an incredible verse in the middle of a psalm that deals with God's magnificence and man's puniness, and yet God's taking notice of us. And it says, "O Lord," that's all caps, L-O-R-D, Jehovah God, the self-existent one, the I Am, our Lord, and that's just capital L, meaning the one who rules, the master, the sovereign one. "How excellent is thy name in all the earth." There's no other name like his name, and there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. "Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger." And then the psalmist said, "When I consider thy heavens," when I take a look up and look and I consider that, "the work of thy fingers," what you could do with just your fingers, "the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained." Then he made this statement, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" What in the world, when it comes to what you've done in creation and your glory and heaven and the awesome splendor of being God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, what in the world made you even think about man? The verse is literally saying, who are we that God would take note of us and pay any attention to us at all? That he would even care for us. What is man that thou art mindful, that you recall, that you bring back to your memory man, and that you visitest him? What is it that makes you want to oversee him and care for him? The term has the idea of paying attention to do them good or to do them harm. So it can be used in a negative way. But God is using it in a positive way, because we know he came to do us good. By verse number 5, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and is crowned with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." It's him. It's all about him, and it's always been about him. So as we consider the majestic heavens, as we consider how small and frail we are, could we maybe just kind of look back and say, wow, God cares for me. Who am I, the songwriter said, that he would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would go to the cross? And yet my Bible says he cares for us so much that the very hairs of my head are all numbered. And that changes all the time. And he gave us the wonderful gift of salvation, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. He did that because he's mindful of us. Wow, how in the world? Job said it like this, "What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him?" Who are we? Well, I'll tell you who we are. We're somebody he knew before we were born. "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." He already knows us. He already had a plan for us. And he told Jeremiah that. I'm glad that he still loves me.
Well, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.